Does your life get all chaotic at times? And does that create a lot of stress in your life? Today we're going to talk about how to manage that stress in prepping and in life. Even though this is an important episode, we did have a lot of fun recording it, and we hope you enjoy it as much listening as we did recording it.
Hey guys, welcome to Practical Prepping. Today is March 25th, 2024, and this is episode number 458. This is the Prepping Podcast with no bunkers and no zombies and no alien invasions, just practical prepping, where we believe that stuff happens, so we need to stay prepared, and we're here to help you get prepared. I'm Krista.
And I'm Mark. And if you'd like the expanded notes for this episode, go to practicalprepping.info/458. Did you know that there's a Practical Prepping private Facebook group?
I knew it.
There's a link on the website, or you can search Practical Prepping on Facebook groups. Now, before we get started, let me tell you about our item for the week.
The item of the week.
And that is the Gerber Gear Suspension NXT 15-in-1 Multi-Tool Pocket Knife Set with Pocket Clip.
Now, that's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful.
Wow.
And I did it all on one breath.
Your name is bigger than the tool.
Now, I'm out of breath. Now, it features spring-loaded needle-nose pliers. It has a wire stripper, several different flathead screwdrivers, a number two Phillips head screwdriver, and all a nail file, scissors, tool lock, can opener, bottle opener.
Title, license, gas tank.
Yeah, and I'm trying to teach this thing to make coffee, too.
No, you couldn't afford it if it could do that.
And it has a 2.25-inch partially serrated blade, a lanyard, and I like this, a pocket clip.
Hey!
None of mine have a pocket clip. I have to wear an exterior case to carry my multi-tool.
Yeah.
And so this would make a great everyday carry or a great tool for the bag.
And not just for you guys.
Oh,
but
no.
For you gals, too. I carry a multi-tool. I actually have two multi-tools in my work bag because I deal with some hardware from time to time, and there's a few occasions where that little multi-tool has saved the day.
I had to go into her work bag to get something for her the other day, and I was a little surprised to see two in there.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know one of them has a purple handle.
Well, purple is my favorite color.
Yes.
Y'all probably didn't know that about me, did you?
I doubt they did.
I mean, I like all colors. I think I like to be able to see most of all, but I do have a special fondness for deep, grapey purple. I just love purple.
I just do. It's not above spaghetti, but it's good.
It's good.
Anyway, we'll put the link in the episode notes at practicalprepping.info/458, and we'll put that on the website under featured items. All right, let's get into our topic today.
Stress. You know, stress is a natural response to any kind of situation that could be challenging or threatening. You know, and I'm just going to say it. Sometimes when you're joyous and happy and like planning a big event like a wedding or a arrival of a baby, something happy can still even produce stress. Okay, we are talking about stress, the natural response to challenging or threatening situations. You know, that's what the biologists call our fight or flight response, is that stress. But you know what? It can become chronic, it can become overwhelming, and it can have a significant effect on your physical and your mental health. And boy, don't I know about that. So we're going to talk about how to manage stress. I don't know of anybody that can outright avoid it, but how to manage stress in prepping and in your ordinary life.
All right, let's begin with what the signs, effects, and some of the options for dealing with stress. Now, let's begin with the signs.
Physical symptoms.
Yeah, headaches.
Yes.
Muscle tension or pain.
Right.
You ever find you're holding your shoulders up?
That's one way you know that you're in stress.
I do.
You lift your shoulders and they get contracted.
Right. And I feel that pain up on the top of my shoulders.
Right. Tension, headaches, and muscle tension. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel it in their legs or, you know, it can manifest in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. And fatigue is one of those.
Absolutely.
Stress just wears us out.
Wears you out.
Interestingly, some digestive issues.
I've experienced that.
Oh, I
think stress can sometimes turn your stomach go flippity flop.
Yep.
Sometimes you can have a change in your appetite. You know, it can either get overwhelmingly huge or you can just lose the taste for food.
Mm-hmm.
Your weight can go up, your weight can go down, you know, as a response to the physical symptom of stress. And another big one for a lot of people, which is kind of a circular catch 22, is insomnia or any other sleep disturbances. With that alone can also cause stress. Mm-hmm. So it's like you might be in a never-ending cycle of stress and now you can't sleep, and then you've got that going on. Extra stress.
And you get up with less sleep, and that creates more stress.
Exactly.
So it's cat chasing its tail.
Yeah.
It also can manifest in emotional symptoms. Anxiety, depression. Those are two things that can come about from the stress.
And people can actually experience that at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're actually definitively separate because they have different ways of affecting you, but they can both show up.
Yes.
When you're having stress.
Yes.
And that can lead to some irritability and some mood swings. Some people range from, you know, really ramped up all the way down to, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I literally don't care. Feelings of being overwhelmed. Some will even say overwhelmed to the point of inability. They just stop. They just shut down.
Yeah. And I see this in a lot of forums and groups on prepping. Is that especially people that are relatively new to it, they compare themselves to somebody that's been prepping 10 years and has all of this stuff, and they don't know where to start, and they feel like I have so much to do that they get overwhelmed with that.
Well, also is when they're being guided by somebody who has the unmitigated gall to say things like, well, if you haven't started, it's too late already.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, you're not doing this prepping right, or you don't have the proper gear to be a prep. You know, all this negative announcement over their life as if to say, you're dead in the water before you start. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't do that here. That's not practical.
Well, you know when the best day to start prepping?
Tomorrow.
No, about 10 years ago.
Oh.
And the second best day is today.
Well, that's true. And that's what you and I are all about. We welcome those of you that have never prepped an item in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome you to this discussion. And we also welcome those of you that are kind enough to share your decades-long experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why a lot of you can handle stress better, is because you've been prepping for a little bit while longer, and you're not judgmental against the people that are a little bit less along than you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody had to start sometime.
Oh. Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we started the group, so that other folks can help each other.
Mm-hmm. There was a need there.
That group is not all about us imparting information. It's about each other answering each other's questions.
Oh, we've learned a lot from other
and
people.
And we learn through that mm-hmm. as well. Another thing that happens, and I've had this happen to me a number of times on a stressful day when I go to bed, I just can't turn my mind off. It's racing thoughts. It's just thoughts racing from one thing to another. And that comes about from stress.
Well, then that can lead to some behavioral symptoms, you know, a way of acting this out. Some folks will respond to stress by withdrawing from their friends and their family, the things that they normally do socially. They just withdraw and they just say no to everything and they huddle at home
mm-hmm.
and hide. That's part of the way some people feel like that shutting down kind of a
mm-hmm.
feeling is, I'm just going to be over here in my chair and I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to text anybody. And I just want to be left alone.
Exactly. Another thing, which can be somewhat the opposite, is lashing out at those close to you.
I mean, how many of us can look back and say, you know, I didn't mean to be so mean and ugly when I, you know, shouted at my children or my spouse.
Or the fifth time we had spaghetti that week.
Keep on now. You about to get lashed out on. Keep on. Anyway, and I've self-admittedly done that. I have let my stress overtake me. And before I edited myself, I lashed out at the ones that were closest to me, and I full well regretted it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
As I was saying the words, I was regretting it. But and I can't necessarily use stress as an excuse, but I can certainly point to stress as the trigger that got
mm-hmm.
pulled is the reason that I just lashed out.
Yeah,
I had to just get out whatever was on my mind, and it was just ridiculous.
And a lot of times stress, especially chronic stress, can lead to increased use of substances like alcohol and drugs.
Well, and those are two that a lot of people will turn to. And, you know, you can make an addiction out of anything.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't even have to be a mind-altering substance. But whatever it is that you're turning to that is causing you to think that you're having some relief from your stress, in and of itself is going to be a whole new problem for you to deal with.
Yeah. And there's some things that we can use to help with stress that we're turning to. And I'll use coffee, for example. When I'm stressed, I'll get a cup of coffee and say, I've just got to take a break.
It's more like a pot.
Well, yeah, a pot sitting right here behind me.
He makes coffee by the pot. So yep. If that tells you anything.
And I almost drink it by the pot.
Pretty much.
But anyway, another thing it leads to is procrastination or neglecting responsibilities. Uh-huh. This goes back to what you were saying, where they have swung the pendulum to, I don't care.
The I don't care, or I'm so overwhelmed, I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so you just don't. You just cocoon up and you're just waiting for the day to pass. And so that's, you got to recognize if that's happened in your life or is happening now in your life. First of all, you're a normal human being and that's going to happen. And these things are natural responses. So if you start recognizing some mm-hmm. of these things now, and that's kind of what we're talking about, Mark and I have walked this road.
Yes.
We've done every one of these things. Well, with maybe a couple of exceptions. I've never done illicit drugs. But the point being, we've walked a road and we've seen how futile it is, some of the things that you use to manage stress. And that's why a little bit later, we're going to mm-hmm. talk about some more effective ways right. to manage that. Well, let's talk about some other things that are behavioral.
You mentioned the changes in the eating or the sleeping patterns.
Yes. And a lot of times, if it's not you going through the stress, you may notice it in someone you're close
exactly.
to. Exactly. And they may not even be consciously aware that they're doing that, but you may be consciously mm-hmm. aware that they're changing their eating or sleeping habits.
But because of that stress, we can turn to that favorite comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't have any one favorite. I have lots of favorites.
Yes. Right behind spaghetti.
Hey, now.
Another thing is difficulty concentrating or making decisions. Mm-hmm. We can be so stressed.
Distracted.
That yeah. we just don't know how to make that decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just procrastinate. We put it off.
And so it's very important that we've kind of outlined some of the symptoms and patterns. It's important that we understand that stress will have an effect on you. It just must. And it's going to be a grouping of physical, mental, and behavioral effects.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what are some of the effects physically that we can experience when we are undergoing this challenging or threatening situation. And often when we talk about prepping, some of these stressful situations can come on us quick, fast, and in a hurry, like a natural disaster mm-hmm. or a sudden accident or something that is a cataclysmic catastrophe that has happened in our life that we didn't see it coming.
And that fits into the fight or flight.
Yeah, but, you know,
we're ready to
yeah.
take action, and that's a natural response. Mm-hmm. But there are some effects that we really don't want. One is an increased risk of cardiovascular problems.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
We're seeing exercise become more popular today. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more people in the gyms. We're seeing more people. And I recognize in my own life that I need to do some things to ward off some of those cardiovascular problems because I'm getting to the age where that is. I'm 4 years older than my dad was when he had to have his bypass surgery. And I'm about the age that one of my cousins had to have bypass surgery, and that was 10 years ago.
Oh, my.
So we need to be doing those cardiovascular exercises, walking, whole new episode. But those cardiovascular problems are one of the increased risk with chronic stress.
Also, a weakened immune system. Stress can actually make you more vulnerable mm-hmm. to being sick. A lot of times I can look back on my own life when I think about times that I was what I call in the bed sick, and it had come after a great period of stress in my life. In college, it was right around exam time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have all that stress from studying and preparing for exams, and then exams would take place, and I would already feel it coming on. The next week or so afterward, I was in the bed sick from the stress because my immune system was weak and it left me vulnerable to, mm-hmm. you know, normally my body would have fought off a virus or a germ.
Right.
But if my immune system is weak from stress, my body doesn't have the strength to fight it off. And so it landed me down in the bed with prescription medications.
Yeah. And you mentioned those digestive issues earlier. We can have those digestive issues mm-hmm. from the stress. but especially we'll feel that muscle tension and that pain. And we mentioned that a while ago. Happens in my shoulders. Other folks, it happens somewhere else, mm-hmm. but we can feel that.
Strange fact, did you know you can actually experience hormonal imbalances from stress?
So that's what the problem is.
Well, it's just another chemical reaction in your body to the stress that you're undergoing, that you're experiencing. And it's interesting that that can then have a lot of effect on how you feel and how you function mm-hmm. and how you think and how you behave. I mean, the hormones just guide everything in your life, and stress can knock those completely out of whack.
And those hormonal imbalances can also have mental effects.
Certainly they can.
Stress can create, as we mentioned, those anxiety disorders, mm-hmm. that depression, memory and concentration problems.
Sure.
Now, I've seen this in disaster relief where we would have somebody in there that was over a particular team. And normally your rotation period was 1 week. But I've seen folks go as many as 3 weeks.
Oh, my.
And I've seen this with EMA personnel, where after the April 27th of 2011, there was so much stress and everything was so overwhelming that they just have a difficult time making a decision. And it's at that point that it's time to pull those folks out. Let them go get some rest. But I saw it with an EMA personnel. One of our ham radio operators was with one of the EMA personnel, and the message came through to give to that person. And when it was over, the message was over, that person was so stressed that they turned to the ham radio operator and said, "What did they say again?"
Yeah.
And they had just heard it, but it was just totally gone.
Yeah.
And the concentration had left. And that leads to decreased productivity. Our stress can
Think about times when you're at work and you're expected to meet a deadline or to meet with a client, have an appointment, produce materials, whatever it is that you've got to do, and it's just not getting done. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to get called to your attention. And the people that are calling it to your attention are full within their rights, you know, to be mm-hmm. calling you on that. And you get more stressed because you realize you're not meeting that deadline. You realize that you are not producing the work that you're hired to do and getting paid to do.
And that decreases the productivity even more.
Oh, exactly.
And increases the stress even more.
So what we're looking at there is that not dealing with stress produces more stress.
Yes.
Okay.
And it can lead to some behavioral effects. We mentioned this a while ago with substance abuse.
Right.
But it can also manifest in relationship problems.
All kinds of relationships.
Yeah. Marital issues may be stress related, and it might be your stress. It might be your spouse's stress.
Yeah. You have to kind of be careful about the expectations you may be laying on somebody else.
Yes. But it could be a financial stress that's causing a problem between the husband and wife.
Could be that.
So if you're having those relationship issues, take a deep look into that and see if it might possibly be stress-related.
We already touched on work-related mm-hmm. issues. You can start having strained relationships at work when you really need to have great relationships at work in order for your work to flow very well.
Yeah, and you mentioned all the productivity issues, but let's go back to this social isolation, which is one of the behavioral aspects. We've had kinfolks that just shut down.
Right.
One of our kinfolks would just go to bed for 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. And when there was a crowd around, they disappeared.
Yeah.
They just did not want to have that social interaction. And so that can come about because of stress as well. Now, the good news is there are some options for dealing with stress.
Well, see, that is good news.
Yes, there are some options for dealing with stress. And we're even going to talk about some options that if we don't have some of these options, let's say we're in a grid down situation, there are still some things that we can do. Understand that you need to seek professional help if it becomes overwhelming, if it significantly impacts your daily functioning, And you may need to seek that help from a mental health professional.
And it's perfectly all right to recognize it and to ask for help. I think even here we are in 2024 and people still have something of a stigma about asking for a mental health professional. And there's more of them available now. And in many cases, you can even seek some professional help through assistance programs, you know, because some people say, well, I need help, but I can't afford it. Well, how do you know you can't afford it?
That's true. But another thing is just to mention it to your regular doctor. Mm-hmm. When you go to your doctor, say, I am struggling with this. What do I need to do?
Absolutely.
And there may be some options that they can give you. They may can refer you to somebody. Now, one of the things that we find is very important to us in dealing with our stressful situations is prayer and meditation.
Yes, as people of faith, you know, certainly we don't want to omit that as a way of dealing with stress because the good Lord knows that we have stress in our life. I mean, we live in a fallen world filled with all kinds of societal pressures and work pressures and relationship pressures, all the types of things. Turning on the news sometimes is its own stress. And so a lot of very smart people have said, hey, how about turning off the news? Well, also prayer and meditation, reading God's word, certainly is our first go-to. And that is what helps to open our hearts to the Lord for his leadership and his guidance and his voice, for him to visit our heart and our mind and give us the comfort and the peace and the guidance that we're going to need and to help assure us not only in mind and spirit, but also in body. If we're starting to feel those physical symptoms, we can turn all of that over to the Lord because he created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And who better to trust in a case like that? So for those of you that do ascribe to faith, we certainly support that. And I know that that is something that has been very effective in our spiritual walk, and it certainly helps our relationship with the Lord and therefore helps us then in our relationships on this earth
with each other and with others around us.
Absolutely.
Another thing, and this is one of those things that we need to get rid of that stigma, and that is therapy. There is nothing wrong with going to therapy. Some of us really need to go, probably.
Why are you looking at me? Or is it, don't at why am I looking at you?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to go to therapy
together. I looked that way because I thought you'd be saying, yeah, you do.
Well, you know, that would have been a good knee-jerk reaction for me, wouldn't it?
There's cognitive behavioral therapy. There's mindfulness-based stress reduction. There's counseling or psychotherapy.
There's all kinds of therapy. I think you brought up a good point of your medical doctor may be able to recognize which therapist may be of the best benefit for you.
Or if there's an option that you don't need to go to therapy.
Yeah. Or maybe you can speak to your pastor. You know, some pastors have certified guidance counseling and are more than willing to sit and help you and listen to you.
Now, another thing is medication. Now, there are antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, and they may be prescribed in certain cases where the stress is accompanied by depression or anxiety disorders.
That's best going to be determined, and those medications can only be prescribed by a doctor.
Yes, and some of those deal with hormonal imbalances.
They do.
Or chemical imbalances in the brain. Mm-hmm. And if it's a chemical imbalance in the brain, there's no way that we can just overpower
that's
that.
That's not a willing it away type thing.
We're not going to will that away. And there are some very low-dose medications that just tend to level things out. So talk to your doctor. That just might be something that is a good avenue for you. But here's one that we all can use, and that's social support.
You know, talking to a trusted friend or family member, or even a trusted support group. Some of us have life groups at church. Some of us have support groups in our community or organizations. And they may be able to provide some of that emotional comfort and support in dealing and coping with the stress. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, too, when you open up to someone else, you may find out something you didn't know is that they may already know what that's like because they've been through it.
Exactly. But another thing we can do is just have that social aspect with our family and friends, if you like them.
Well, liking them helps.
It does. Trusting
them is better.
Exactly. But having that social interaction, even if it's in the break room, even if it's out at the mailbox when you both walk out there, have that social interaction and don't be that loner.
Yeah, you know, this
is what I'm saying.
Some might say this is not the time to try to be the lone wolf hero mm-hmm. here and think that you can just trudge this road by yourself. We're not built to be, and I said this before, we are social creatures. Mm-hmm. Whether we want to be or not, we still have that social aspect in us. And I think you should recognize that and you should value that, even honor that. And a lot of times when you open up to someone who genuinely can help you, what a blessing they can be to you.
Yes.
And what a blessing you are to them that they felt so trusted by you that you would come to them. I mean, there's really so many different ways that this could be a beneficial mm-hmm. experience. So, you know, stress going to happen. It's kind of like everything else we prep for.
Now, what about if we're in a grid down situation? Medications and those medical professionals may not be available. Mm. We'll need some other solutions, and here's some that we can begin using now. There's a lot of supplements. I think about St. John's wort in depression mm-hmm. and in anxiety. There are a lot of natural homeopathic remedies. There are plants that can help us. And if we have one of these situations in our own personal life, we need to do a little bit of research and find out what some of those are so that we can do that. Mm-hmm. One of the solutions that will be available to us, regardless of what our situation is prayer and meditation.
Pray for
our situations. Mm-hmm. Now, also, we need to be learning some stress management techniques.
You know, these are really very effective.
They really are. And I've done that. And the deep breathing exercises, I thought, well, that was crazy. You know, and then I learned to do them. And I learned to do them. Actually, I learned to do some of them when nobody would realize that I was doing it because of my job.
Right. Yeah. You were in a stressful job. Too much.
Being a deputy sheriff, there were some situations there. Uh-huh. And I actually learned to do some deep breathing before I reacted to something or before I acted on what I knew needed to be done.
Is that why you're so chill today?
It might be.
It could be because you're breathing.
I don't
yeah. You're good at breathing. There's that breathing in and then that breathing out part. No, you got that down.
I've been doing it for 67 years. Breathe in, breathe out.
There you go. Mr. You don't even have to think about it.
Mr. Miyagi says it's very important.
Yeah.
Very important. That's out of the Karate Kid movie.
Right.
He said, breathe in, breathe out. Very important.
Yeah.
Another thing, and I've done this in bed, is progressive muscle relaxation.
Hmm, what is that?
And you're laying there and you just concentrate on a portion or a part of your body, more or less will that to relax.
I actually did something like that. I started with the very bottoms of my feet, mm-hmm. and I would just mentally say, now, my feet are relaxing, and now my toes and my ankles, my calf muscles, and I would work my way all
exactly.
the way up to the top of my head, and I could feel the tension just relaxing.
And I start at my shoulders.
That seems to be your favorite spot.
If I'm in stress and I'm feeling it like that, mm-hmm. but that progressive muscle relaxation really is a good thing, but also visualization to calm the mind and body during challenging situations.
So visualization, what are you visual? Is it like a waking dream type of a thing?
Sort of. Now go back and think about one of my favorite Olympic sports is the bobsled.
Oh, yeah.
I love to watch the bobsled. And if you will watch those pilots before that, they're standing up there and they're visualizing that course. Mm-hmm. And you'll even see their heads tilt just a little bit.
Oh, sure.
They're visualizing yeah. going down that course.
They know it so well.
Exactly. Now, how about if we're in some situation, if we visualize the outcome that we want to happen?
Okay.
So we stop and we visualize what we want to happen.
So you're saying you just imagine taking yourself step by step in pictures in your mind.
Yes.
Of getting from point A to point B to point Z.
And the mind does not know the difference between visualization and reality.
Interesting.
There have been a lot of studies done on that.
Okay.
And so we can visualize how we want this situation to go, help bring that stress down. Now, here's one that we really don't like, but this will be, it's good for now and it will be good for later. And that's lifestyle changes. We need some regular exercise. We need to take. We need to take the clothes hangers that are hanging on that treadmill off. That are hanging
it
off.
It does
of
make a good clothes closet.
Those that are hanging on that bicycle, the stationary bicycle.
I'm busted.
The weight machine. We need
that's
to.
Where we stack the mail.
Reclaim those. And it can be walking, it can be biking, weights, jogging, pickleball.
We've
anything.
Heard a lot about this pickleball.
Yes.
I want to look into that.
Yes. It can be anything. Yeah. Just get moving.
Get moving.
And have a healthy diet.
Yeah. That's the next bad news.
Yeah. We eat that healthy diet. We need those vitamins.
We do.
And we need to be taking a multivitamin. Mm-hmm. We need to be supplementing some things. I take several supplements.
I do too.
And as far as those supplements go, I use Magic Mind Productivity Shots. It helps me with the stress. It gives me more energy and it crushes procrastination.
Right.
And that link is on the website and in the episode notes as well. Here's one that actually Krista and I discussed coming in from church on Sunday. And that is getting sufficient sleep.
You know, the problem is there's so many great classic TV shows on late at night, mm-hmm. and we get sucked into them. I love me a good Perry Mason.
Yes.
And it's late, and I look up, it's 11:30, and I'm thinking, I have to get up and go to work in the morning. What
so
is
you
wrong
need,
with me?
You need to quit scheduling morning appointments so that we can sleep late, so we can stay up and watch Perry Mason. Because it doesn't say what time it has to be. It
says
sufficient sleep.
And I think like somehow the older that I've gotten, the more I'm recognizing that I'm not getting enough quality mm-hmm. sleep. I may be resting here and there, but real deep sleep, that restorative sleep, that's, you know, that's what I know that I'm lacking. And that might be causing some stress on me as well.
So we're going to need to get sufficient sleep if we're in some type of a grid down situation.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know that sounds really hard to do, and it is going to be hard. But we're going to have to find a way to do that so that we can deal with the stress. We're going to need those stress management techniques, whether it's meditation, deep breathing, yoga. We're going to need some time management and prioritization. Now, that really helps with our stress issues.
It does, because it puts things in the need to do it over in the I got it done mm-hmm. category. And that's a good feeling.
It is. And it's great when I can look and say, okay, these are the things I need to accomplish today, and I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then I prioritize, which I need to do first, second, third, whatever. And I commit to not wasting my time. And sometimes I do that with a time log. I used to do it on paper with pen and pencil. Now I have an app on my tablet that I just punch which project I'm working on, and it logs my time, start and stop. So that helps me. But that lack of a good time management can cause added stress.
Yeah, you don't want to just keep heaping more stress onto yourself.
Right. This may be where today's episode can help us the most, not only in our prepping efforts, but in our daily lives. One, we need to set those clear goals. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm doing moving me toward one of my goals? Now, we need to define those specific measurable goals that you want to accomplish within a certain time frame. The goal might go something like this. I'll have 1 week of food stored within 1 month. Or I'll have 3 months of food stored by pick a date.
Right.
Uh-huh. Or I will have assembled a get-home bag by April 30th.
Yeah.
You know, you set that out a week,
that's a definite
month,
specific,
3 weeks.
Yeah.
But you set a reasonable time. Now, there's a great podcast episode on the Ask Ralph podcast.
Hey, Ralph.
On setting goals.
Yeah.
It's specifically about setting financial goals, but goal setting principles are the same regardless of the subject. So if you want to apply that to prepping, when he says dollars, you think cans of food.
Oh, okay. Just substitute it. Okay.
Substitute it.
We're just going to borrow Ralph's wisdom there and
yes,
just modify it.
I want you to go listen to that. It's his setting smart financial goals, but it works in prepping as well. And we'll put that link in the episode notes.
Y'all are really going to enjoy that. Ralph has a great podcast.
He does. And there's a practical prepping episode on setting prepping goals.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's episode number 323, and it starts about 17 minutes in when we get into the goal setting portion of that. Mm-hmm. And we'll put that link in the episode notes as well. But we want to set clearly defined goals, then prioritize the task and make a plan.
Okay.
We need a plan for our prepper activities, and we need to prioritize those. Now, you can use a planner, a calendar, a journal. There's a lot of digital tools to organize your task and your activities. But let's go back to our goal. I'll have 1 week of food stored within 1 month. That just means that we need to store a little bit less than 2 days' worth of food per week.
Well, when you break it down like that, it's not that huge of a task.
It's not that hard. Now, if that strains the budget, do it in 2 months.
Yeah, just set a different, move your goal line.
But have that goal. Mm-hmm. And then ask, what is the most important thing that I can prep?
Ooh, I know. I know. My hand is up. Call me.
What? Okay, Krista, I see that hand.
Okay. The most important thing, Mr. Lolly, that we can prep is water.
Yeah, if you're starting out, it's water and food. It's not a bug out bag.
And it's not food and then water.
No.
It's water first and food. And then food.
She's like
I'm
a
telling you,
broken
people,
record over here right now. I'll bump her.
How many of you have a warehouse full of food right now, not one ding-dang drop of water? Not one. You're not ready.
Yeah.
You may have 50 or 100 pounds of rice. What you going to cook it in?
Yeah.
Think about it, people.
She is wired up.
I'm not stressed at all. I'm just preaching the word right now. Water.
But seriously, if you're just starting out, the most important thing you can prep is water and food. It's not any of this other gear.
Yeah, you don't need the sharpest hatchet.
It's not guns. No, it's not any of that stuff. It's water and food.
The things you must consume.
Why would you think you could go live in the woods for months if you can't live at home for 2 weeks?
Ooh, boom, that'll preach. Boom.
Yeah.
You just shot a cannonball of truth right there.
But so many people start with, first thing you got to do is build a bug out bag.
Well, see, that's what we were talking about, stress about, especially newer preppers that are getting a little overwhelmed by the weird advice mm-hmm. they're getting from the quote unquote advanced prepper, mm-hmm. you know, that great uncle that knows everything and you know nothing.
Now, I have a great hatchet. I mean, I have a really great hatchet. It's actually started life as my grandfather's hatchet.
Hey, now.
And I mean, it's a great hatchet, but I can't eat it.
No,
I can't eat it, but now I can chop wood with it to make a fire to heat food.
Right.
But the point here, and I can also break it up, the wood, or I can burn it from the ends and keep sliding it in. So I don't have to have a hatchet. I mean,
but you have to have food and water.
Exactly. But when you're starting out here, make list of what you'll need or tasks that you need to complete to reach this goal. And it could be like this. I need to clean out that closet for prepping storage.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, I have no idea where we're going to put all those clothes that you have in there, but we need to clean out that closet for prepping. And we've got other prepping space.
Why do they
space,
have to be my clothes?
Because you've got clothes in every closet here.
Well, don't cloud the issue with facts. Why do they got to be my clothes? Why don't we just clean up that one tiny closet of your clothes?
All right. How about this?
Did you see how quick he jumped off the topic?
I need to get a few underbed storage bins.
That's a good one right there. That actually works.
I was talking with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about how we put our bed on risers, but it had nothing to do with prepping. It had to do with us being able to better get in and out of the bed.
We're both at the 6 foot plus height. So we're long drinks of water and we need a taller bed.
And another task could be I need to get a few underbed storage bins.
Yeah.
And then on that list, track what you are doing. Now, there's some apps that really will help you with this. And again, back to the Ask Ralph podcast, he did an episode on best to-do list.
Oh, nice.
And he discusses a number of to-do list apps, including one that I use daily, and that's Todoist.
Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T.
Yes.
It looks like a misspelled word.
It does.
It looks like Todoist. But it's to-doist.
And it's really just a list of tasks that I need to do.
It's your to-do list.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we'll put that on the website as well. But that is a great episode on the to-do list apps. Now, set deadlines. A goal without a deadline is just a wish.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Will this be completed today? Will it be completed this week, this month? When is it going to be completed?
Because if you don't really set that, it'll just go nebulous on you.
You may have to extend that deadline just a little bit.
Sure.
But you're real close. If you keep watching that deadline, and I need to have these things done, and what happens with me sometimes is I don't get what I need from somebody else in time to quite meet that goal. So I might have to extend it for a couple of days. And then reevaluate your priorities. Regularly review and adjust those priorities based on changing circumstances, based on changing deadlines, or even changing goals.
That can happen.
There are times that things come up that we need to be flexible and adaptable in managing those shifting priorities.
Man, I don't think I could emphasize that enough, that as a practical prepper and just as a person in ordinary life, your ability to be flexible, adaptable, and adjustable, I cannot stress enough how important it is that you become that person. If you become so rigid in your practices that you cannot handle when things change up, you're going to have it a much harder way for yourself. It's just a whole lot more creative and less stressful for you to be able to roll with a few punches and be a little bit more creatively thinking outside of certain boxes.
Yep.
That in and of itself is a very important skill that I think we can all implement in our everyday lives.
Yeah, by implementing effective time management and prioritization strategies, you can enhance productivity. You can reduce stress. You can achieve greater success in your prepping, in your personal, and in your professional endeavors.
Well, that's something you need to be doing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, now, let's go out and accomplish something great.
Absolutely.
Let me remind you of our book, The 31-Day Devotional for Preppers. It's 31 days of Bible-based devotions with a practical application for each day. It's available on Amazon or from our website, practicalprepping.info.
Now, today's cup of coffee comes from our buddy Trailman.
We really appreciate that.
Oh, we sure do. That's been some good coffee today.
Yep. Got it right here in my hand. And if you receive value from the podcast, would you help us by giving back a little? First, you can buy us a cup of coffee Trailman did.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Second, and this costs you nothing extra, but it pays us a little commission, and that is to start your Amazon shopping from our website.
And we have featured items that we have put on there and very important gear from all price ranges and levels of interest. I challenge you to go onto our affiliate banner there for Amazon and just do your regular shopping. And I think we'll all benefit.
We will. You can scroll down through those featured items because we have all of them that we've ever featured on there. And there's a lot of good stuff. There's even some good stuff in the gifts that we put together for various holidays, Christmas, for things like that.
Absolutely. So,
but it costs you nothing extra. But both of those links are on the front page at practicalprepping.info. And both of those help us out, and we really do appreciate it. And as Krista always says,
I don't want to stress you now, but hear me. Stuff happens. Stay prepared.
And we'll see you next time.